Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Cliff Inico is our guest. Cliff is the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. Also, the co-author, along with Cindy Shibley, the eBay Marketing Bible. Those are available, Cliff, I know, wherever books are sold, right?
Yep, just about. Just about. But let's talk about growing a business, too. And there's something else, too, I got to tell people always this time of year when they're doing their marketing. Pay attention to your market and look at where things are changing, because that's where the option, that's where the opportunities are. You know, markets don't remain static, Jim. What people were buying last year may not necessarily be what they're buying this year, and you've got to roll with the punches. You've got to roll with the
times. Or it might not be that what they're buying is different, but how they want to acquire it and use it is different.
And that's exactly
this
right.
This comes back to what I've said for 1,000 times on the show. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because people change, and you got to be able to change with them. And this is where the opportunities are. I mean, it's a little stressful when things change, because you're comfortable with a way of doing business. You know, you're comfortable with where you are. You're getting a little complacent, maybe, and then all of a sudden, you know, people change overnight, and they want something completely different. But that's your challenge as a business person, and you have to rise to that. I mean, even in my legal world, you know, up until now, I haven't generally done trademark filings for people. Mm-hmm. You know, people filing trademarks. That's not really. I don't really consider myself an intellectual property lawyer.
Right.
You know, but last year, I'll tell you, I got about 20 calls from people who needed, you know, just basic trademark filings done. They set up a business. They had a logo design. Mm-hmm. They wanted to file with the trademark office, and I was giving that business to other attorneys left and right. And I, after about a while, I said, "Wait a minute, you know, hold on a second here. I'm giving away like 10 or 15, you know, clients to other attorneys. Maybe this is nature's way of telling me that I should be learning how to do trademark filing
plus,
and start doing some of this myself."
Plus, you know, this wasn't just that one transaction. That could have been a long-term relationship with those people.
See, exactly right. You know, so now I'm taking classes on, you know, how to do basic trademark. I mean, I'm not going to be a trademark lawyer per se, but to do a basic trademark filing, geez, it can't be rocket science.
But the thing is, back to your little sub shop guy, you know, he opened the store thinking he was going to make sandwiches, and turns out, you know, maybe he needs to think about being a caterer, and he would find that out by talking to these people, by delivering. He thought people would come to his shop, but maybe more of his business is going to be delivery than coming inside.
And I'll even tell you what happened here. It turns out that there was a big school across the highway from him. Now, because of where it was located, the kids couldn't go and get sandwiches from the deli. It was too dangerous. It was like a 4-lane highway with barriers and stuff. But the previous owner never did anything to reach out to that school.
Yep.
So, you know, he did. You know, he just met with the principal. He scheduled a meeting and said, "Hey, look, I'm here. What can I do for you?" And it turns out that they were looking for somebody to cater their in-house parties and stuff like that. Like when a teacher was celebrating an anniversary, retirement, or stuff like that, and they were using a deli that was like 10 miles away, you know. And here was this place right across the highway that they didn't even know about, you know.
And so you've got to reach out and see. This is called getting outside of your four walls,
right?
This is called getting your head outside your four walls, and I'll tell you, folks. In Cliff, this is what you were talking about earlier. You've got to realize that the market is changing. The marketplace is changing. People have different expectations. Their expectations are evolving and changing. And even though they may still want the same products that you sell, the way they want them and their expectations about them, all the different elements of how they think, acquire, use, and get rid of your product, all that's different. It's changing all the time. And that's what you got to keep up with.
Especially now, we live in the age of the internet. People want things immediately. They want instant gratification. Yep. They want free shipping. You know, these are all things that you got to figure. You can't. We can moan about these things all we want to, Jim. But the fact is, this is what people want. And if we're going to stay in business, we got to find a way to make that happen for folks. We got to find ways. If we're selling stuff online, we got to figure out a way to get that stuff in their hands as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the days of just sticking it in the mail and waiting several weeks for the post office to do its thing. That is just not an option at this point. eBay even has a program now where their valued seller program. To qualify for that program, you must offer free shipping to your customers. Mm-hmm. They do not allow you to opt out of that. If you want to be part of this, you know, preferred seller program, which gives you a higher ranking on their search engine, there's a lot of benefits in being part of that program.
Cliff, give us your website again, please. Give us your website again.
www.succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Check it out, folks. The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, one of Cliff's books. Hey, thanks, Cliff, for being here. Good job today. Let's have a
Jim,
let's
it's have a pleasure. Let's try to rock it in 2012.
I like it. Let's do it. Thanks, Cliff. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.